ready tomorrow? Coming up. That's turned into, I can't believe the paper cup. That's great. We haven't covered anything like that in a long time.
I have to remember to grab my phone, otherwise I probably won't.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Adam gets creative when it comes to the holidays. This is Scott Spears here at the Marion County Fair, and we're having a tremendous time here. As you can see, I am in the Arts and Crafts building. We are here because the big pie auction is going to happen this afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m., which could be carried here on, which will be carried here on WGH Talk Radio. But we once again have been granted exclusive access to the pies, which all have arrived, for the big pie competition. Now, we've got peach, we've got blueberry, we've got all kinds of pies here. We've got great work that's been done with lattice. We've got kids young as 11 years old participating in these competitions. It's really a great thing to see here at the Marion County Fair. It's great to be here, even though we're in the middle of this heat dome, 5 or 6 days now of 90-degree weather. We just tough it out as it is because we want to be here for events like this, and it is always fun to be at the Marion County Fair, especially for events like this, like the pie auction and all the pie events that go on here. Right now, this building is being completely roped off because you cannot get in here. You cannot get in. You cannot get in this building because of the pie auction and the security and sanctity of this competition. Now, as we go along here today, we're going to tell you what the pies are. Now, we don't know who put these pies in, but we're going to try to tell you what the pies are. I hope we're sounding good out there in listener land. We can only hope at this particular point. You know, when you forget to unmute the mic, things happen. And that happened just a few minutes ago. Now, I hear there are more pies this year than last year. I have 49 pies last year. And we got word from somebody out there that there could be pretty close to 60 pies this year. Now, right now, I'm standing over in the pecan section, it looks like here. Some great lattice work done on these pies. There's one here that has stars on the top of it with, I'm not even sure what that is, but it's some sort of red something or another up on top of the stars. So doesn't that look great, Matt, that pecan pie there?
Yeah, it does look good. They got some red, white, and blue sprinkles or something like that in the middle there, and very nice looking.
I can't believe I forgot to unmute the mic. Isn't that a thing? You know, things happen, I guess. Now, we're going to try to travel here at the Marion County Fair. This is going to be real interesting to see if we can stay connected at this point. Now, here we are down in the, looks to be, blackberry pies. I see a blackberry pie. I see, blackberry must be a popular pie this season. Blackberry, I bet, is very good. I don't know that I've ever had a blackberry pie. I've certainly have had blueberry. I've had raspberry. But I don't know if I've ever had blackberry. What do you think, Matt?
I've never had a berry pie.
No berry pies?
cherries count as berries?
I don't think cherries are berries, but what a strawberry would. You've never had a strawberry pie?
Nope.
No strawberry pies. How about that? Well, right across the way here, we've got some very patriotic pies.
What is pickled in the jar?
Pickled in the jar. I don't know. I don't know what's pickled in the jar. Well, I think these are the cherry pies. Cherry pies looking very patriotic. That's a great thing. Now, there's one pie here that has the American flag made with the lattice of the pie.
Yes, they have used some kind of food dye, I would presume. Maybe it's the berries. I mean, you could probably make that with berry juice. But yeah, they have the actual color on their pie.
Cherry pies. Okay, as we go along down the way here, we're going to try to stay connected. Stay with us here. We're moving on down the way. You want to pull that power pack off the thing so I can drag that along the floor? As we go along the way here, we have now run into the raisin pies. Raisin two-crust pies. Now, here's a strawberry rhubarb. People have been talking about that. I think Kent was talking about the strawberry rhubarb last night. Was he not, Matt?
I believe so, yeah. I've never had a strawberry rhubarb pie, but I do like rhubarb and I like strawberries, so I can't imagine it'd be a bad tasting pie.
Strawberry rhubarb pies here at the Marion County Fair. There's a raisin two crust there. That's a very unique pie on the whole. Now, we also have some mixed berry crumble. We have some pecan crumb here. Oh, we've hit my favorite part now. Peach pie and blueberry pie. That's where I like to be.
I've never had either of these pies either.
So you stick pretty well to...
I don't really eat pie, but if I eat pie, I'm going to eat like cherry or pumpkin, most likely.
Well, these pies all look great. And a crumb pie, I think, is denoted by having crumbs on the top and not going with a lattice top.
Yes, I would assume that'd be the case.
Yeah. Well, see, these things you pick up when you're in the pie competition. Now, as we go back here a little ways, what kind of pie is this? This is a black raspberry with some raspberries on top there. That's very unique.
Those are blackberries. There are blackberries on top.
But it is black raspberry, right?
Yeah, that's what it looks. That's what it, yeah, reads.
Black raspberry pie there. Now, the peach pies are very good. Now, as I said, I think this America 250 pie is great. This peach America 250 pie, that just, you know, screams patriotism at this particular point. Some great lattice work on this pie. Beautiful lattice work. Could you do that?
No.
But it's nice to see. A lot of peach pies here. So if you come to the pie auction at 3 o'clock today, you're going to see a lot of peach pie. We got some... peach crumble pie here. Nice stuff. Crumb-topped pies over here. As we come up toward the front here, oh, here's good old American 250th anniversary of America, 4th of July, apple pie.
Well, that's good. I mean, I can eat some apple pie. Apple pie is pretty all right, I guess. You just, you know, put it back in the oven for a minute and then throw some, whipped cream on top. That's pretty good.
Now, we've got apple pie, we've got apple crumb here, some great-looking pies. Now, this pie here, this apple two-crust, looks like it's coming through the top of the pie.
Well, that's good. That's what I like in a pie. The filling is the best part. So, you know, anytime the filling is overflowing, that's a good-looking pie.
And again, the lattice work this year looks tremendous on the apple pies down through here. I would think there'd be a lot of apple pies this year, because of the 250th anniversary of America and a lot of people associating apple pie with America.
For what reason? Is there a reason?
I think it's the song.
That's a good song.
Yeah. We sang it you sang it the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, the prologue. So apple pie is associated with America. You know, and Mom. Mom, America, apple.
I can think of a few things.
Other than that, yeah. Associated with America, like what?
I mean, farmers. There's a lot of farmers here in the United States.
farmers? Certainly.
We drink a lot of beer in the United States, just like they do in, like, Germany and, I don't know, Ireland and wherever else they do a lot of drinking.
But, you know, not everybody. I don't think the majority does. You got to go with the majority on things like this.
I mean, I don't know. I think the majority of people probably do drink. I don't know that they drink, like, religiously. Or, like,
well,
like, it's like, let me rephrase. I don't want,
those are two words that don't go together.
yeah, let me rephrase. They probably don't drink, consistently.
Now, I do want to remind people that the pies will be judged, and then we will have the winners in between the noon hour, between noon and 1 today, and we'll come back here for the pie auction from 3 until 4. So, it's a full day.
How do you know if you're still connected on this thing?
Well, I think the thing is still running, and I would hope that we would get an error message.
Okay.
Yep, the timer's still running. So we're in good shape. I think we're still on the air. It'd be a bad thing if we weren't. So as we go down the side here again. Now this is an interesting one. Brown butter crust, strawberry peach. Now those are two things that seem to go together.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it looks good. Like I said, never had a peach pie, never had a strawberry pie. But, yeah, look good.
We got a two-crust peach raspberry here, where the lattice has been done very nicely. We got a double-crust mixed berry, blueberry, blackberry, and red raspberry.
I like berries. Berries are good. I mean, I've never had a berry pie, like I said, but I can't imagine any of these pies would taste bad.
And we're down here with the cherry pies, two-crust cherry pies, two-crust blueberry pies down here. And again, for you listening at home, these pies all look tremendous. Just absolutely tremendous. It all looks great. It's really fun to be here during the pie competition. We're going to stay quiet at this particular point. But we are here in the arts and crafts area. It is exciting to be here. And we will be back on the air this afternoon from 3 until 4 p.m. for the big pie auction.
Yeah.
Wonder how many pies were entered this year.
I don't know. I'd have to count them.
Well, we'll have to get a total on this because I think that's something people really like to know. How many pies were entered in the competition? I do believe the number was 49 last year, but we'll get the exact number on this as time goes along. Good-looking pies, holding up well in the heat, very good stuff. Now, out there in listener land, I do want to let you know this broadcast is brought to you by Poet, one of the great organization groups in our community that make things like this happen. So we thank Poet for all of our broadcasting needs here at the Marion County Fair. Now, we will be we'll be back in the studio next hour, 11:15 until 1 this afternoon, and we'll come back here for the pie auction, 3 to 4. And then we'll do the big final show here from the Marion County Fair tonight, 7 until 8 p.m., live from the Picnic Pavilion. Then we'll be back in the studio tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., for the Friday Night Live show, the big pre-holiday show. And what's coming up on your show tonight at 10 o'clock?
Tonight on my show, I'm going to have on Phil Townsend, and we're going to be talking about...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be great. We're going to talk about local politics, state politics, national politics... As per usual.
It's going to be something. We've got Phil Townsend on tonight from 10 until 11. Now, what do you think is going to be the big topic of conversation there?
I don't know. I have a few things listed. I'm going to ask about the flock cameras. I'll probably ask about the storm sirens. And there's some state issues going on. I was going to get a take on Vivek Ramaswamy, Amy Acton, Ben Weber, Kent Haller, and so on and so forth.
You know, it's interesting. This building right now is cautioned off. Literally, caution tape is on both entrances. You cannot enter this building right now.
Yes, that is accurate. Also, I highlighted all the pies I took a picture of. There are 64 pies I took a picture of, but there's 65 pies because one of them is like has tinfoil over the top, so there wouldn't be a pie to take a picture of.
So 65 pies.
65 pies.
65 pies this year. And I do believe last year the pie count was 49. So there's been an uptick in pies this year.
It's going to be a long auction.
It's going to be a long auction, but it is interesting to see that people are baking. And we've heard of this story this week about the three football players, I can't remember from which school, who are baking for the first time to try to raise money in the auction for jerseys for their particular school.
Well, that's good. I mean, jerseys are expensive. I know that a lot of the schools reuse the gear they have for multiple years because gear for, you know, sports teams, especially like, you know, football, being as you have to buy the helmet and the pads and all that stuff, also tends to be rather expensive.
Absolutely. And do you think they'll raise that type of money today? I don't know what kind of money it costs for jerseys.
I would figure they will not raise all the money for the football team. But I'd assume they'd, you know, I mean, a donation's always good.
You never know. If they tell that story, it might go in deep.
Well, they could. Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how the bidding turns out. But I don't know how much it would cost to get new football jerseys and pads for the team. But
and we're back. I muted the mic and about choked to death.
Oh, well, you know, you'll have that sometimes. But, no, I mean, I don't know how much they cost per person, but I would figure that the three kids, even if they got, like, $1,500 from the three pies, probably not enough money.
Wasn't the top pie getter last year, like, $500, I believe?
Something like that, yeah.
But the year before that, there was a pie, I think, that went for something like $800-$900.
I do not recall.
It was the grandfather of the girl. I remember that story.
Yeah. After the pie was sold, she, you know, walked over and gave the pie. Oh, thanks, Grandpa. And big hug, you know.
Well, I wonder how it's all going to shake out this year. That's what you've got to wonder.
Well, I mean, I figure that, you know, I don't know that we'll have the most expensive pie we've seen, but it wouldn't surprise me if some of the pies go for, you know, lots of money. I mean, there are some good-looking pies.
You know, being here for this event, you know, this is apple pie. This is fair. This is 250th anniversary of America. This is what it's all about.
Well, yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, I think the fair is I think county fairs are a good example of what America is.
Well, I certainly think they are, and they take place in every county.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's good. I mean, I think that giving the public, I guess, somewhere to go to celebrate is always, you know, a good thing to do. At least I know we do ours over the 4th, the week of the 4th, so, you know, it's like a celebration for us, but I don't know how all the other fairs line theirs up.
Let's see, we're getting a message. I don't know what this says about Matt's show, your big guest tonight.
What do you mean?
That's Phil.
Yeah.
Apparently he's coming in, you know, just blazing tonight.
Well, that'll be good.
You and he can duke it out. I think you should tell him why we don't need tornado sirens. I mean, that'll kill 45 minutes right there.
I brought up tornado sirens the last show I did. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes tonight.
I'll ask him about it for the sheer fact that I don't know that I've gotten his take on it. I know he's called in, I guess, and said that they're necessary, but I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's all that great of an early detection.
Well, you never know. I think it all depends on what's going on.
Well,
people are trying to approach the Arts and Crafts building now and being kind of shunned away because there is yellow caution tape on both doors because you should not be able to get in here at this particular point.
People are being turned away. That's always good.
They certainly are.
That's exciting. We're trapped in here.
Well, that's good, though, because it's exclusive access, and that's what we want. We want exclusive access to these things. Now, remember, there's a lot of blueberry. There's a lot of peach, as there always is. There's a lot of blackberry. We've got apple, certainly a big favorite this particular year. All kinds of good stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think I don't think you can really go wrong with pie. I'm not big into pie. I don't eat a lot of pie. But, I mean, I don't think that I've ever had a pie that I thought tasted bad. So, no, I haven't eaten a lot of pie, truth be told. I'm, you know, kind of generic in my pie choices. But pie's good nonetheless.
Well, a lot of young entrants this year in the pie competition, and also I think it's very interesting that most people got their pies together last night.
Well, I mean, I think you don't, you know, if you make a pie and you let it sit too long, it might be, like, soggy or something, or the crust might not be, you know, how you want it to be, something like that. So I think that you waiting the day of to make it's probably a bit, pushing it a bit much, but I think making it the night before is probably good, because then if you mess up, you can always, you know, start again. You got time.
You always know where you are. And, you know, there are some great items in the Arts and Crafts building here. There are some great photos on the wall. Their honey displays are always very nice. Preserves, you know, I think there's peach preserves, apple preserves, things of that nature down there. Those are always big hits here at the Marion County Fair.
Yeah, last year we there was a whole, like, group of honey. I don't know if there's still group. I didn't look at them this year. But last year there was a whole group of honey that was entered.
People love the honey, and the honey looks good. It's fun to look at the honey.
Honey's good stuff. I like honey. I drink honey sometimes. Probably not good for you. It's a lot of sugar, but honey's pretty good. It'll soothe your throat if you got a cough going on or like a sore throat or something. I mean, also it just tastes good, so there's that.
Why don't you put it in like warm tea or warm water or something?
Because drinking, I don't like tea, and drinking warm water is terrible. I'll drink like room temperature water or cold water, but I'm not drinking hot water.
Well, not hot.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't dissolve well in room temperature water.
I don't know. The British have said for years that a warm cup of honey tea will cure any ailment in your stomach.
Yeah, well, this is America. We drink coffee.
Yeah, but I think tea has made a big presence here in America, especially in the South. Oh, my goodness. They love the sweet tea.
I think that, well, yes, they do love the sweet tea in the South. But, I think tea's still like the biggest breakfast drink, if you want to call it that, in the UK. But I don't know about anywhere else in the world. But it's, you know, coffee's certainly ours.
Now, that's because I don't even know where coffee came from.
Well, it comes from all over the place.
I think Colombia.
We don't grow it here. Yeah, it comes from like South America, and you can get like, I think like Arabic coffee beans. Like they come from a lot of places. I don't think we'd grow them here though. If we do, I'm not sure about it. So,
well, Sean loves the sweet tea, we're hearing this morning.
Oh, that's good. I think that I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a big fan of tea. It's like boiled leaf juice.
Boiled leaf juice.
Yep. That's what it is.
Well, that's very interesting. Now we should mention that the big pie auction today is sponsored by Andrew's Pastries. So always good to mention those type of things.
Oh, that's good. I did not know that, but that's exciting.
And our broadcast are sponsored by Poet.
Hey, by the way, one second. I got to pull it back up. But I looked it up earlier. Whatever. I can't find the exact quote phraseology. But basically, Poet is not an acronym. Poet is just the name they chose because they're turning something ordinary, like corn and, you know, other byproducts, into something valuable and beautiful, like poets do with words.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a good thing to know.
Yep. I thought so.
Well, I think that's very nice. That seems very on track, I think.
On track.
Well, on track with what they're doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. They're turning corn and other byproducts into fuel. And I mean, yeah. So they're doing what they say they're doing.
You know, this pie auction's heavy duty stuff. 60. How many pies?
65.
65 pies. And you have to figure out which is the best of 65. Now, I believe we have the Prettiest Pie Award, and the winner?
I thought there were three awards that they give out.
I think there are, but I can't remember what they are at this particular point. Do you?
It's like Best of Class, Best of Show, and then like Best Looking or something like that. I don't know.
What's the show?
The show, I guess, would be the entire thing. Like,
you know, I know there's a Prettiest Pie. It's Prettiest Pie,
and
then
there's the one that wins the competition.
Wins the competition.
And then they give out an award for the best pie in their group.
Best pie in their group?
Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, each individual group, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's good. I think that's nice. And there are several different groups here today. But I'll tell you, 60-plus pies, that's a lot of pies.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't know how many people. You can only make one pie, right? You can only enter one pie. So, you know, you got, you know, 65 people baked pies.
65 people who bake pies. Wow.
I'm Imagine getting 65 people to do something.
65 people to do anything is a lot. A lot of stuff. And we'll tell people what's coming up tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. on this station and in front of the picnic pavilion here at the Marion County Fair.
Coming up at 1:15, we are going to be having an event for the 250th of the country. Marion Witho is going to be, we're going to have a big inflated, not like inflated, but, you know, just big stretched out, basically, $100 bill. It's going to be laminated. Marion's going to sign it. It's going to be attached to balloons, 40 balloons?
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, 40 red, white, and blue balloons. And then we're going to have some stuff that goes on, and then she's going to... Yeah, singing. There's going to be... sorry, I had hiccups there. Can't think of her name.
Patience Delaney.
Yes, I was going to say Delaney, but I knew that wasn't the first name. Patience Delaney, yes. She's going to be there. I think Chad Clark's going to be there, right? Oh, well, I guess...
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, I guess I lied on that part. Don't listen to me. But yeah, Patience Delaney's going to be there singing some music.
Buckeye Guy
may or may not be there, I suppose.
He said he would, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a booth set up, and Kent said he saw them out the other day, I think Tuesday is when he said. But I've been looking, and I haven't seen... I've gotten a bratwurst from Wagner's just about every day we've been here, and I haven't seen Buckeye Guy. And he's usually down by Wagner's pork. So there's that. But nonetheless, yeah, and then she's going to cut the balloons after we... I don't know.
Countdown.
After a countdown. Well, I mean, I figured there's going to be a countdown. But, and then she's going to cut the balloons, and then if you find the balloons with the big $100 bill attached to it that she signed, you are going to get, I do believe, free dinner on the station with Mary Ellen. So, that's exciting.
That's patriotism galore.
That's right. Who would you rather eat dinner with than the 40th Treasurer of the United States?
And hopefully, as the balloons ascend tomorrow, we'll play the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Stars and Stripes Forever is a good song, but I hope the balloons travel a good distance. It's kind of hot out, and I hope they don't just like go up and then go back down. The helium, I don't know, tends to not like the heat.
No, but that's a good thing because hopefully somebody will find it in Marion County.
No, I want it to end up in like Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Yep.
I don't think it's going to Wisconsin.
Probably not, but it'd be nice.
You know, the weight on that thing is kind of heavy. It's double-sided lamination. It's not just like lamination in a school on a school paper. It would be hard to bend.
I want to go as far as possible.
So, yes, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, will be here tomorrow. And what better person in Marion County to ring in the 250th anniversary of America?
I couldn't think of one.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, you could always get President Harding, I guess. Bother him and get him up out of the grave.
Well, it might be too hot for him at this particular point.
You know, yeah, I suppose dead people don't like heat.
No, dead people don't like heat. It's a little rough for those particular people. But regardless of all that, that will be taking place tomorrow, and hopefully the broadcast will happen on WGH Talk from 1:15 until 2. That's going to be a hard one to do because getting people over to the microphone for a live outside event can be tedious at times, but we'll work on it.
Why hope? I think we can do it.
Well, for some reason, when people are outside and they're talking to a crowd, they tend not to stand at the microphone and they tend to want to move away.
Well, I don't know. I think that you got to work a crowd by like walking back and forth and then that kind of stuff. You know, like presence.
Yeah, well, then the radio audience becomes not hearing what you're doing.
Walk around with the microphone, I guess.
This is about how much string you've got on this microphone. You can walk about a foot to the right, foot to the left.
It's like 3 foot forward.
I don't know if you're going to work the room with that.
No, probably not. I mean, you can't get around all that well.
No, I would think that'd be very, very difficult. All right, 47 minutes past the hour here. Hey, did you want to give them the station phone number to call in the winners at 12:15? Because you're going to be leaving here in about 8 minutes. Just, do we have a... Yeah, because you're going to leave here close. You're going to be leaving in about 13 minutes. Yeah, just if they can call in at 12:30. Say 12:30. Give them the number with the winners and so on and so forth. Matt's going to do that, so you will get to hear on the station first at 12:30 today who are the winners of the Big Pie competition, and we're very happy with that. Then we'll be back here this afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m., with the pie auction broadcast live on this station. And we thank Poet for sponsoring all these events. And we do this each and every year, and it's always a lot of fun. And we thank the Marion County Fair for cooperating and Andrew's Pastries for doing the broadcast. I think Matt is trying to find a pen here so we can get the call in of all the big winners later on. You got to stay tuned to the station because you're going to find out who has done what and how they did it in regard to the pie competition. And we have been here since the start at 8:15 a.m. this morning, and we're going to follow it all the way through, through the winners and through the auctions this afternoon. And our final broadcast from the Marion County Fair will be tonight, 7:15 to 8 p.m., and then we'll be back in the studio 8:15 until 10 p.m. for our big Friday Night Live show, and then Matt will be on tonight from 10:15 until 11. So that's how this will all shake out, our final run here, our final stand at the Marion County Fair this particular year. Okay. Well, where did our power supply go? We'll try to get this back. So are we all set up for later on?
Yes. I gave them the phone number, the name of the radio station, and the time to call in.
Perfect. So 12:30, we will get a call, and we will know who has won all these competitions.
So I've been told.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited. How could you not be excited for that? We've got 10 minutes left in this particular broadcast, and then we're going to head on back to the studio and wait to see how this all shakes out. All these pies look delicious. Now, do you have a favorite in the pie competition?
As to, like, win it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I think from the years that we've been looking at it, it seems that pies that aren't all that complex win. Like I think the America 250 pie that you pointed out that I you know took two pictures of. I think that one's got a pretty good chance. I mean, it looks nice. It's not all that complex, and it's you know peach pie. Peach pie tends to be popular.
I like the America 250 pie, and I think peach pie is good. Of course, I'm more partial to peach and blueberry to begin with. Now, you say you like the apple pies.
I do like apple. Cherry pie is probably my favorite of the pies, but I like apple pie also. Pumpkin pie is also good. Sweet potato pie. That's really about the four I eat, though.
Well, we've got 9 minutes left, and then Matt is going to race back to the studio to make sure that we get on the air by 11:15, and I will follow him. By the way, coming up at 11:15 today, we have got our interviews that we taped earlier in the week with Senator Bill Reinicke and Senator Rob McCauley.
I thought Rob McCauley was a secret.
It was?
You didn't say yesterday, I don't believe.
Oh, well, no, it's on social media now.
Oh, I see. Well, yes.
Yes.
That was good. That was a good interview, I think. I don't know.
And Senator McCauley is Vivek Ramaswamy's running mate. And we got to spend 5 minutes with him the other day, and he said some very interesting things. There were some very difficult questions, I thought.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that the answering the questions is always, you know, I think that's probably the most valuable thing you can do when you're running a race is answering the questions that people have and the big issues of the day, I guess.
We also got about 5 minutes with Senator Bill Reinicke. What did you make of that?
Bill Reinicke's a nice man. I think he the same thing as McCauley. I think he answered all the questions. And you know, I think that's good. I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who don't answer questions, and I think that it's not great to not answer questions when your job is to represent the people.
Media friendly is always important.
I agree. Yes. I mean, I think again. I mean, it's just the media is just a quicker way to talk to, you know, the public. So I think that's positive.
And again, we want to say that our broadcast from the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet, and the pie auction later on from 3 to 4 p.m. brought to you by Andrew's Pastries here at the Marion County Fair. Great thing for Andrew to do.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about Andrews.
Do you have a favorite donut?
I'm pretty plain. I like the circle chocolate, like the chocolate covered ones. Just like the plain white, the plain like donut with chocolate icing. Or occasionally I get apple fritters. But if you get apple fritters and you like microwave them for like, I don't know, or I don't like the microwave because they're like soggy. But you put them in like the oven for like, you know, really just as long as it takes the oven to preheat, and they're pretty good.
Now, we should say again, we're broadcasting right now from inside the Arts and Crafts building where the pie competition is taking place. You cannot get in here right now. Caution tape on both entrances because of the sanctity and privacy of the judges.
Well, as of currently, they are gathering pieces for the judge to the judge to try. So that's exciting. It's moving right along here.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And we're down to about 5 minutes in our broadcast here. And then Matt will be headed back to the studio. And it seems like we have a long news report and a long weather report today. So I think he'll make it back there by a quarter after to get us up on the air. Oh, we might have a pie added here. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
All right. Well, make sure you get a picture of that before you head out of here.
Okay.
It's the way, you know, it's very serious stuff.
66 pies.
66 pies in the pie competition this year. And that's the way it goes.
No, pie obviously is pretty good. But you know, I almost got a feel for the judge. You know, there's the, you know, the 66 little
pieces. That's a lot of pie.
That is a lot of pie, yes. So I don't know, I don't know that I'd want to judge a competition like this. I'd probably end up getting sick from all the pie.
Well, you know, Mary Ellen said the other day she judged a pie competition at the state fair, and she couldn't eat for something like 3 days.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, a lot of people like to enter pies. Baking is still apparently a popular thing, even though it is on a bit of a downturn.
Well, I don't know. I think it's on an upturn this year.
Well, not the pie auction, just baking in general. There are not a lot of people left to bake.
Now, did you get that one that was just added?
No, I've been talking.
Oh, might want to get that before you head out of here, because it will just be the way. That'll be the one that'll win the competition. Well, again, the WGH Talk Radio is broadcast live from the Arts and Crafts building here. We certainly appreciate the access as the pie competition is going on each and every year. I don't know if this is the third or fourth year we've done this, but it certainly is fun. How many pies in the competition total, Matt?
66. And I also might see, I don't know how long it'll take them, but because I assume they're going to have to open the top on the one that's tinfoiled. I could get a picture of that one, too.
Yes, we're going to get hopefully a picture of the tinfoiled one here real quick. That way we'll have pictures of all the pies, and whoever wins the competition will be able to show you what the winning pie is, because that's what we want to do here. All right. Okay, what are we down to here? 4 minutes left in this particular broadcast. But remember, we'll be back at the studio 11:15, and then we'll be back here at 3 p.m. for the auction.
Pecan pie.
That is, now that I see it, the good-looking pecan pie.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I wasn't going to take a picture because it was covered up with tinfoil, but then I asked the nice lady if she could take off the top so I could take a picture.
Well, thank goodness for the nice people around here. That's what you need. They have to put up with us, so you know it's a thing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, well, we're approaching the top of the hour here. Now, we'll break at the top of the hour. Matt's going to go back to the studio, and I will join him as quickly as I can. But I will say that things are starting to happen here in the Arts and Crafts area. And this judging, 65 pies. Wow.
66.
Oh, that's right, 66 now. 66 pies. That's a lot of pie.
That is, in fact, a lot of pie.
And I'll tell you what, it says something, though, about the 250th anniversary of this country, 66 pies.
Well, people, I mean, last year there weren't nearly as many pies, I guess. So, I think to have, like I said, a competition like this, the more people who enter, the better the competition tends to be.
2 minutes left to go. Your prediction quickly is?
Probably the peach pie that, with the America 250, like, you know.
See, that's my prediction.
Well, you should have went first then.
Well, people know that's my prediction.
Okay.
Well, that's the way it's going to be. We'll see how it all turns out. So that's how it's all going to be as we wrap up here. How much time we got left in this program, Matt? We got 1 minute left. All right, we're going to sign off here in 1 minute. Matt's going to head back to the studio. We're going to pick this up live from the air-conditioned studio. That's going to be a little change from where we've been this morning. But we thank everybody who's allowed us here in the Arts and Crafts building. And we thank everybody who has participated in this pie competition. And we should have the winners called in today at 12:30 here on the station. You will have the winners called in at 12:30, so stay with us. And then this afternoon, 3 to 4, we'll be broadcasting the pie auction live on the station from the Picnic Pavilion. It's going to be something to be sure. We've got 30 seconds left in this particular broadcast. Matt, any parting words from the pie competition?
I think that the pie competition is great as always. I mean, I think that that there are a lot of entrants this year, a lot more than last year. So hopefully it's on the up and up. And, I like it.
A lot of action here right now. I think it's on the up and up. I think the judging is about to begin. So we are going to get out of the way and head back to the studio. Thank you, Poet, for sponsoring our broadcast. We'll be back in about 15 minutes from the studio.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Everett.